Okay, Dan, you ran as an independent in North Feltham. You weren't elected, but you did quite well. You got 437 votes, which is nearly half of what the top candidate got.
That's a very nice way of putting it. Thank you.
Okay, what were you hearing from voters while campaigning, and what were your general thoughts on the local elections and the result?
Okay, well, in general, on the campaign trail, we were hearing a lot of thirst for change. People want their local government and the national government as well to be run differently. They want to see some really rather big wholesale changes. To my mind, that is best achieved at a local level through independence. This is why I chose to run as an independent for the North Felton ward of Hounslow Council. We did get a lot of good positive feedback at the doorstep to do the post-mortem on our campaign. I think really and truly the biggest thing that held us back is the lack of a national profile to back up what we were doing. As independents, it's very much you're on your own and you only can get what you can get yourself. You're not getting any free votes that are coming down from above. I think that was probably the biggest thing holding us back. But yeah, in truth, I think people want a lot of change. Like, people want more accountability for their elected officials. And that's the long and short of it. It's just, where do people see that accountability and change coming from? That's the conversation that we need to be having, really, in my opinion.
Okay, it's evident that the two-party system in the UK is outdated. Hounslow certainly saw some significant shifts as far as the voting patterns were concerned. What do you think accounts for the national trend which has seen voters gravitating towards smaller parties and independent voices such as yours?
To my mind, it is just, we are looking at the way the cost of living crisis is hitting everyone's pockets, the fact that there are some quite major societal changes taking place. It's difficult to deny that. Just shows that people long for some change to keep up, some change in our governance to keep up with the changes in society that we are going through at the moment. Yeah, and it's just everyone's looking out for something that's going to be different, because the system we're currently under at the moment doesn't appear to be working for normal people. We're paying more and more, we're earning less and less, and everyone's just desperate to see some sort of change. It's just that who can make a positive case? For me, it's going to be independent voices holding these institutions to account. Yeah, the two-party system isn't working and it does need to break down. It's clear that that's happening with how well both the Greens and Reform have done. Independents have also performed very well, both in Hounslow and across the country. I'd like to see more of that, obviously.
Okay, Dan, local elections are often underread or overread. What is your reading? And of course, you can add anything else you probably like to say which you haven't said yet.
Okay, that's a big question. Obviously, I'm just a local business owner. I'm not a national politician. I don't have my finger on the pulse like a lot of other people would. For me, I think that, yeah, the results of the elections really do show that the public is desperate for some change. We need some things to be done. To my mind, that is, you know, just get some more power in the hands of some more progressive options, that get some independent voices where they need to be and start holding people to account. I think that's what these elections are showing, certainly in Hounslow, and I think across the country is a fairly similar picture.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much and all the best going forward.
Yeah, thank you very much yourself.